Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you. And how you be? At 6:32 and 48 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Paulie Rosenberg. Connor Green. They on the other side of the glass. And the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze. Right up until JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski at 10 on your fan. New York City.
Water. Water everywhere. Not any drop to drink.
I really don't like water. I'm trying. I really just don't like it. You know, when you get that stomach feeling, it's all slushy. Like, I'm trying to stay hydrated.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Manning with an empty set takes the snap, back to throw. Beasley gets pressure, and then the sack by Grady Jarrett.
The future, Earth, lies beneath a watery grave.
Falcons showing all kinds of pressure. Manning up.
I thought the protection was better later in the game than early.
Manning takes the shotgun snap, steps up, back to throw. He waits. He's looking, spins away. Nobody got open, and now he gets sacked.
Fishing and a splashing.
From an offensive perspective, we got to score touchdowns when we get down there.
Fourth and goal, the two Giants going for it. Manning rolls right, looks, throws one into the end zone, deflected, and incomplete.
The world unlike any have ever seen.
Giants are going for two. Don't really understand it. Manning back. He looks. He throws one left for Beckham, and he can't make the catch.
Got down to the 1 yard line and tried to sneak it.
And Manning's going to keep it. Nudge into the line, and he did not get in. Manning's going to keep it again, and Manning's not going to get in.
Boy, they sent the guy over the top.
Fishing and a splashing.
Here's the onside kick. It's a pooch punt. Inside the 30, and Julio Jones just chases it down.
Water World.
I don't feel like we're a 1-16, what our record is, but it's not the feeling in the locker room. It's not the feeling when you go out on the field. It's just not the feeling. It's reality, but that's not the way it feels.
In honor of H2OBJ, a little bit of a production piece with a water theme. The New York Football Giants, unfortunately, drowning in the Dead Sea. Simonson says, throw it to Odell. And the Atomic Blonde dropped it. You go for two because those doing the math will tell you. And the Philadelphia Eagles will tell you. And the New England Patriots will tell you. Converting once is more likely than failing twice, whatever that means. And when you're 1-5, okay, why not go for the two? Failing twice, Eli, sneaking into a crooked line, wasting time in a wasted season. The Atomic Blonde, he had great numbers last night. Sterling Shepard, he too, with great numbers last night. Saquon Barkley, who couldn't escape his own offensive line or Atlanta's defensive line, his number's not so great. If he couldn't gain a yard, how was Eli Manning going to gain a yard? Once upon a time, a long time ago, the New York Football Giants in last night's game were able to rock and roll Matty Ice, as we saw with Wynn, the sack, Webb, the sack, and Carter, the sack. And when the Battle of Atlanta was over, the Giants' defense was gone with the wind, unable to rattle Ryan with his 18 consecutive completions. And unable were the Giants' defense, especially in that second half, to stop the run when they had to. Unable to stop the losing when they needed to. And of all the numbers, here is something that is very eye-opening and jaw-dropping. Eli Manning, in his career, when he throws for more than 300 yards, he is 19 and 28. Not 28 and 19, but 19 and 28 when he throws for 300 yards or more. And last night, as you know, was 399. Lots of yards, no points. No doubt, we'll continue to see Eli instead of the colonial kid, since Eli gives the Giants a better chance of looking good losing. How about Pat Shurmur? Pat Shurmur, the play calling, the clock mismanagement. And then you listen to him postmortem, standing at the podium, and he's going to tell us about all of the positive things that took place in another loss. When you hear Pat Shurmur, you hear Vermont, you hear Minnesota, you hear South Dakota, you hear Ohio and Idaho. What you don't hear is New York. Tired he is, Mr. Shurmur. We know you are tired of all these questions you are getting. And unfortunately, Pat and the New York Football Giants and their fans, tired of answers nobody has. Dave Gettleman, he wants players who hate losing. Apparently, Eli Apple isn't one of them. He'll now go from sinner in the locker room to saint on the field for a number four next year and a number seven in 2020. And so, who is going to be next? Just asking, but can the New York Football Giants, before next Tuesday's trade deadline, make a deal or two? I think they might. I think that is the prevailing thinking. Will they make a deal with Jacksonville? And it's not what you're thinking. Will the Giants trade Pat Shurmur for Tom Coughlin? Remember this, age is only a number. Tonight we have game one, Chris Sale. Chris Sale, he of the belly button issue, and Sandy Koufax, the 2018 version. Maybe they'll have Merry Heart tonight, although the game is going to be at Fenway Park, but, you know, wouldn't it be refreshing? Wouldn't it be kind of novel? And wouldn't it be welcoming of the Boston organization to have Mary Hart throughout the ceremonial first pitch tonight? Wouldn't that be something? Or maybe even Larry King, because, you know, those two Dodger fans, they're going to be at Fenway Park tonight. And if you're watching tonight and you're rooting for Hollywood, don't forget your fish tacos, your beach ball, and have the family before the game do the traditional wave just to acclimate yourself to Dodger-like baseball. The New York Mets, as we know, it's now down to three. We have the 44-year-old CAA agent, Brody Van Wagenen. He is behind door number one. From Texas and Milwaukee, we have Doug Melvin behind door number two. Tampa Bay's Chaim Bloom behind door number three. And all three responded to the Mets' full-page ad, and it was inviting. If you didn't see it, it was, and I'll read just the highlights from the ad that all three responded to. New York Major League Baseball team looking for a director of baseball operations and or general manager. Minimum 2 years medical school required. Knowledge of baseball analytics optional. Will have his own office. Will be provided a front office pass to use the executive restroom. Free lunch prior to games. Box lunches available during games at market prices. Okay. Locker room post-game spread leftovers available for takeout. Will be given family discounts on limited season ticket plans. First 6 months free rent in any Wilpon-owned apartment building. Will be given complete autonomy, offering your thoughts and opinions to all front office superiors for final approval, including Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, John Rico, J.P. Ricciardi, Omar Minaya, and Jay Horowitz. Please include stamped, self-addressed envelope with resume. And all three responded. And all three, right now, the finalists for GM of the New York Metropolitans. We wish them all the best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.